CEO of healthcare software company convicted of $1 billion fraud conspiracy. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice. A federal jury convicted the CEO of Power Mobility Dr. Rx, LLC, DMERX, for his role in operating a platform that generated false doctor's orders to defraud Medicare and other federal healthcare benefit programs of more than $1 billion. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Gary Cox, 79, of Maricopa County, Arizona, and his co-conspirators targeted hundreds of thousands of Medicare beneficiaries who provided their personally identifiable information and agreed to accept medically unnecessary orthotic braces, pain creams, and other items through misleading mailers, television advertisements, and calls from offshore call centers. Cox and his co-conspirators owned, controlled, and operated DMERX, an internet-based platform that generated false and fraudulent doctor's orders for these items. As part of the scheme, Cox connected pharmacies, durable medical equipment, DME, suppliers, and marketers with telemedicine companies that would accept illegal kickbacks and bribes in exchange for signed doctor's orders transmitted using the DMERX platform. Cox and his co-conspirators received payments for coordinating these illegal kickback transactions and referring the completed doctor's orders to the DME suppliers, pharmacies, and telemarketers that paid kickbacks and bribes for the orders. The fraudulent doctor's orders generated by DMERX falsely represented that a doctor had examined and treated the Medicare beneficiaries when in fact purported telemedicine companies paid doctors to sign the orders without regard to medical necessity, based only on a brief telephone call with the beneficiary or no interaction with the beneficiary at all. The DME suppliers and pharmacies that paid illegal kickbacks in exchange for these doctor's orders billed Medicare and other insurers more than $1 billion. Medicare and the insurers paid more than $360 million based on these claims. According to evidence presented at trial, Cox and his co-conspirators concealed the scheme through sham contracts and by eliminating from doctor's orders what one co-conspirator described as dangerous words that might cause Medicare to audit the scheme's DME suppliers. The defendant orchestrated a scheme to defraud government healthcare benefit programs on a massive scale, creating fraudulent doctor's orders used to bill insurers over $1 billion, said Matthew R. Galeotti, head of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. Americans are all too familiar with junk mail and spam calls that target seniors to steal their personal information and promote waste, fraud, and abuse in our economy. The Criminal Division will continue to aggressively prosecute healthcare fraud schemes to hold criminals accountable, protect the vulnerable, and recover financial losses. Fraud schemes perpetrated against veterans are abhorrent and will be thoroughly investigated, said Special Agent in Charge David Spilker of the Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Inspector General's Southeast Field Office. The VAOIG, along with our law enforcement partners, will continue to combat these schemes to ensure the integrity of VA's healthcare programs for veterans and their families. The defendant deliberately exploited the federal healthcare system by prioritizing personal enrichment over the medical needs of vulnerable patients, stated Deputy Inspector General for Investigations Christian J. Schrank of the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General, HHSOIG. By fraudulently billing the government for medically unnecessary durable medical equipment, the defendant not only violated the law but also assaulted the public's trust placed in healthcare providers. There is zero tolerance for those who abuse federal healthcare programs, and HHSOIG remains steadfast in its commitment to ensure that individuals who engage in such egregious fraud are held fully accountable. Medicare fraud and other healthcare-related frauds are, unfortunately, nothing new, said Assistant Special Agent in Charge Mark McCormick of the FBI Miami Field Office. As such, the FBI and our partners devote considerable resources to investigate, arrest, and prosecute those committing this fraud. The victims are U.S. taxpayers, you and me. Our message to those who commit healthcare fraud and steal from U.S. taxpayers is clear. You will be caught, and you will face justice. Cox was convicted of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud and wire fraud, three counts of healthcare fraud, conspiracy to pay and receive healthcare kickbacks, and conspiracy to defraud the United States and make false statements in connection with healthcare matters. Cox faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison for the conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud and wire fraud conviction, 10 years for each healthcare fraud conviction, 5 years for the conspiracy to pay and receive healthcare kickbacks conviction, and 5 years for the conspiracy to defraud the United States and make false statements in connection with healthcare matters conviction. A sentencing hearing will be scheduled at a later date. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. HHSOIG, FBI, VAOIG, and DCIS investigated the case. Trial attorneys Darren C. Halverson and Jennifer E. Burns of the Criminal Division's Fraud Section are prosecuting the case. Fraud Section trial attorneys Andrea Sovdi and Shane Butland assisted in the prosecution. Trial attorney Evan N. Schlamm with the Fraud Section's Special Matters Unit provided valuable assistance. The Fraud Section leads the Criminal Division's efforts to combat healthcare fraud through the Healthcare Fraud Strike Force program. Since March 2007, this program, currently comprised of 9 strike forces operating in 27 federal districts, has charged more than 5,800 defendants who collectively have billed federal healthcare programs and private insurers more than $30 billion. In addition, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, working in conjunction with HHSOIG, are taking steps to hold providers accountable for their involvement in healthcare fraud schemes. More information can be found at www.justice.gov/criminal-fraud/health-care-fraud-unit. Updated June 3, 2025.